Okay, so what I want to teach you guys is something called, my brain went blank. It's a circular breathing process. It's macro circular breathing process. And macro as opposed to micro. And macro just means it's a big circle as opposed to a micro being a small circle. So I'm going to teach you to breathe in circles. Now, you can do this practice. I'm going to explain it for a little bit. And then to ask if there's any questions about what I've explained, and then we're going to do it together. So let me explain it first, and then I'll see if there's any questions. Now, you can do this sitting, you can do it standing. I'm going to stand up to just demonstrate it to you, but it works just fine sitting. You can do it lying down. And this is a great practice for a number of reasons. It's a great way to move energy, circulate energy in your body. It's a practice that's been around for thousands and thousands of years. It's an Eastern practice. We in the West are beginning now to discover a lot of these older practices that are very therapeutic for the body. And so it's a great practice, and where I have learned to use it. And as I mentioned, I first learned about it from David Data. And the multi-orgasmic man, he talks about this breathing exercise. I've seen it taught a few different ways. I'm going to teach you my way that I've just learned to do it in my body. There may be other little tweaks on it. Some people might even reverse it, but this is the way that I like to do it. Now, there's a lot of benefits of doing this. I do it throughout the day. And it's just a good breathing practice. As I said, it creates sexual vitality, sexual stamina. It's something great to practice when you want to move stress in your body. So for example, I know a lot of people now are delaying ejaculation. I've been doing that for several years. I come maybe once a month, and that's a conscious decision. And for several benefits to it, my primary benefit is at 65 years old, I have my sex drive stays more intact because I'm not ejaculating and losing that sexual tension. And because my wife would like to have sex two or three times a day, that's a good thing that I don't ejaculate and then lose that tension for a week or 10 days or two till I even think about sex again. So I've been practicing non-ejaculation for about 5 or 6 years with my wife, and it's great. It's lovely. I can have sex 2 or 3 times a day, and because I'm not ejaculating, my interest stays up. And also, people that preach non-ejaculation talk about just how we can use that energy in more productive ways in our life because we're not dissipating it and having a bunch of hormone changes. But what happens when guys start practicing non-ejaculation, especially younger men that have been used to masturbating a lot, fantasizing a lot, they get a lot of pooled up sexual arousal down in their genitals, most typically called blue balls, and just a lot of tension down there. So this exercise is a great way to move that kind of tension so it doesn't pool up in one part of your body. Another benefit of it is that I do intermittent fasting a couple of times a week. So at least once, but usually twice a week, I will go from dinner one night to dinner the next night without eating, just coffee and some water with apple cider vinegar in it. And so that builds up tension. And typically we guys, when we feel tension building up in our bodies, we go try to release it. You know, that's why many of us go like jack off. We got to go release the tension. Or, you know, if we're fasting or hungry, we go grab something to eat to release the tension. This breathing practice is the best way I know to relieve tension, but not dissipate it. You just move it and circulate it in your body. So you get all that energy that gets turned into an energy that is accessible to you. In whatever you need to get done, whether you need to get into the gym and get some exercise done, whether you need to, you know, contact a bunch of clients, whatever it is you need to do, you're not dissipating your energy, you're moving it. So it's got a lot of great benefits, the breathing practice, and there's probably other internal benefits, cellular, that are really a good thing. But that's the main reasons I use it. Now, it also involves some flexing of your pubococcus muscle, PC muscles, I know I'm mispronouncing it, it's got a built-in Kegel exercise with it. So it's also really good for strengthening the muscles in your cock and your anus. So that's all good news, right? So let me show you how it's done. I'm going to stand up and just move my computer screen a little bit so you guys can get more of a visual of me standing. And I'm gonna explain it to you in three phases, that the breathing has three cycles, three parts to the main cycle. And we're gonna think in terms of starting the first cycle here, front, top of the head, and we're gonna breathe down our body, down our front. Then we're gonna move it, the second cycle is move it from front to back. And I'm gonna teach you how to do all these things. The third part of the cycle is exhaling it up our spine and out the top of our head. And then just doing the circle again in a nice, steady, rhythmic way. Now, what I wanna start by teaching the first phase, I'm gonna teach you about a diaphragmatic breath. Now, most of us breathe really shallow. We chest breathe. It's usually we hesitate, we go too long in between breaths, they're really shallow. This is especially true if we're excited or stressed. So like, for example, if you're having sex and you'd like the sex to go on and not end because you got so excited you ejaculated, and there's practices you can do to slow that down. And the one reason why we ejaculate quickly when we do is because of shallow breath. The oxygen and CO2 in our blood system gets out of balance, and that triggers ejaculation. There's some erotic practices where people strangle themselves, even hang themselves, to stimulate that orgasmic response because you're cutting off oxygen. So the more you keep yourself oxygenated through nice full breaths, the more it slows down ejaculatory response. So this doesn't matter if you're like in a solo sexual practice, just pleasuring yourself, or with a partner. Practicing this before, practicing it a lot before you have sex makes it more habitual during sex, but then especially remembering it during sex makes it very powerful. Because again, most of us get so habitual in breath, no matter what we're doing, we're in a meeting, we're on a call, we're driving, we're having sex, we're in really shallow breathing. So I'm going to first teach you diaphragmatic breathing. So wherever you're sitting, wherever, put your right hand on your chest, left hand across your belly button. And now just take three normal breaths and just observe which hand moves the most. Now, for most people, if we're in our habitual breath, and this includes me, my right hand over my chest would move more. But because I practiced this for years, it's just instinctual. Now I breathe through my belly, my diaphragm. And so my left hand now moves, and my right hand is almost steady, doesn't move at all. So I want you to take two or three breaths, focusing on keeping your right hand still, and fill in your diaphragm, that's where your left hand is. So take three breaths, just really moving that left hand, filling your diaphragm and slowly letting it out. Now doing that, can you feel the calm? Do you just feel how relaxed and settled you feel doing that? That's just from taking three breaths, focusing on filling your diaphragm. This is healthy breathing. This is how babies breathe when they come into the world. If you watch them, their bellies rise and fall when they breathe. But we've lost it. So this is a great practice. Even if you just practice diaphragmatic breathing several times a day, great practice. Now, I typically combine my diaphragmatic breathing with this macrocircular breathing. I'm going to teach you the rest of it now. So first part of it is what we've just done. We're going to breathe down our front into our belly. That's first part of the macrocircular breathing. Now, when we're doing the circular breathing, I'm going to suggest when you breathe down and into your belly that you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth when you take that breath. You can release it on the exhale or leave it there if you want, but just every time you come down the front of your breath, put your tongue back on the roof of your mouth, inside your mouth, okay? So just practice that. Just breathe into your belly with your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Have you noticed too? I just noticed it makes me want to put my shoulders back more, open my front up more. Somebody told me the benefit of putting the tongue on the roof of my mouth. Honestly, I forgot the benefit, but we're going to do it. Okay, part two of this. We're now going to use a pump, so to speak, to move the energy or breath from the front to the back. So phase two, we're going to move it using a couple of muscle groups, one in our cock, one in our anus. The first we're going to practice is the muscle group in our cock called the PC muscle. And this is basically an exercise that a gynecologist invented several years ago to help women after having babies to tighten up their vagina, to stop urination leaking. And this is a great exercise for men as well. And some of you have probably done it. And the PC muscle is just the muscle in your cock that you would squeeze or release to stop and start urination. If you're standing up to pee and you're peeing and you wanted to stop it, you'd squeeze that muscle. And if you wanted to start it again, you'd let go of it. It's a good practice. So let's just do it together. Again, sitting, standing, doesn't matter. Practice squeezing your PC muscle and releasing it. Do that 3 or 4 times. And again, you can do it sitting down, lying down, standing up. Just think in terms of you're taking a piss and you're stopping and starting it. And you're just squeezing the muscles in your cock. Squeeze and release, squeeze and release. Okay, that's going to be the first part of the pump action. The second part is you're going to squeeze the sphincter muscle in your anus. Now, this is a distinct muscle from the PC, but you'll probably notice if you've never done these exercises before, when you squeeze one, the other probably will squeeze because you haven't learned to differentiate them. So this muscle in your anus would be like if you're just going to, you know, sitting on the pot, you're going to squeeze off a loaf. So just flex that muscle. Or, you know, this is that muscle that gets flexed when we have that really scary experience, you know, butt pucker. So squeeze that butt pucker muscle 3 times. And notice that there may be the generalization of squeezing the PC muscle with it, but you can practice this to distinguish one from the other. So in fact, let's practice that now. Squeeze the PC muscle first, then the muscle, your sphincter muscle. Back to PC muscle, squeeze, then back to the anus. Front, squeeze, back to the anus. Now that is the motion we're going to use in part two of the breathing exercise. We're going to start in the PC muscle, squeeze it like you're restricting your pee, and then just in one nice smooth motion, move it back to the anal squeeze. So it's going to be kind of, it'll be almost indistinguishable, but it'll start in the front and move to the back, just like a pump. Moving our energy back. So front to back, front to back. So that's going to be phase two of the breathing exercise. Phase three is that we are going to imagine that we are exhaling up our spine. Now, if you read a lot of people, if you read David Data and all these people, they actually say exhale up your spine. All right, you can't fucking exhale up your spine. But they say it like it's literal. A lot of teachers teach stuff like it's literal. Okay, but I believe by focusing our mind and energy, we move the energetic state up our spine. And maybe that's not even real, but it doesn't matter. But it's really, you can really practice it and begin to feel the sensation. That's what I want you to do, is just create a sensation of down the front, towards the back, and then up your spine and out the top of your head. Now, Data says that you can breathe an orgasm up your spine. I've never had that happen. And again, there are people that teach being multi-orgasmic without ejaculating, and this is typically how they do it, is with this kind of practice. So part three is that once we've moved the energy back, we're going to exhale it up our spine. And again, you may not feel anything or notice anything at first, but if you practice this over time, you do begin to feel that energetic cycle in your body, down the front, towards the back, up your spine. Now, whatever this is about, I don't know. you know, I don't know that I believe in chakras, in chi, and I don't know. You know, all that stuff may exist. I think they're good metaphors, and I practice the tools of them. But here's one thing I've experienced that kind of blew me away. Doing this circular breathing. I've done this in workshops, standing face to face in front of another guy, and we're just doing the circular breathing. Now, one of the cool things about if you're doing this like during sex and you're moving the energy down the front, up your spine, is if you're with a partner, it's close to them, inside them, moving, not moving, doesn't matter. And you're doing this breath with a partner, you can do it down your front and up their spine. And I've done this practice with men standing, not touching each other, standing face to face. And I've moved it up their spine and noticed their bodies just like got a jolt. And I've done it with my wife. We're like, we're just, you know, together. Maybe I'm we're front to front, maybe inside her, and I'm breathing in that rhythm. And instead of then going up my spine, I go up her spine. And, you know, I don't say a word to her, but she gets that jolt. I can feel it. So there is something energetic. That again, I don't know if that I can explain it other than it's kind of cool. So let me stop the recording for just a moment, take questions, and then we're all going to practice this together. Okay, just any questions about that process? Just unmute yourself. If you've got a question, just ask. All right. Don't see any hands going up. Nobody unmuted. So pretty self-explanatory. You might not really, you know, feel a lot the first time you do it. And you aren't going to feel like, oh, I feel so sexually aroused from it. But I think what you notice later in the day, you continue to have energy because it didn't get dissipated or spilled. And you just feel, you feel relaxed and energized at the same time. So Tim, I see your hand up.
Yeah. So phase one's diaphragmatic, right?
Yeah, we're just going to call it breathing down the front. So we're breathing down the front into our diaphragm, into our belly.
Okay. And then phase two is the back and forth.
That's the pump from front to back. Phase three is exhale up our spine.
Gotcha. Thank you. Right.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Yeah, another one, Paul.
Do you have a recommendation in terms of the frequency for this practice? Is it something you do like 10 minutes in the morning every day or?
You know, that's a good question. You know, men always ask those kind of questions. You know, we want to give us a schematic. Very practical. Tell us the right way to do it. I'll check it off and be done. You know, I just do it throughout the day for like, you know, half a dozen breaths. Just six, seven cycles. I just throughout the day, I do it quite a bit in the morning. Cause I kind of have my morning quiet meditative time. When I get up, take the dog, go outside, sit out back, be still, be alone. I often practice it then. I practice it during sex, especially when I'm reaching that point of, you know, surfing kind of the edge of that 80% where I don't want to go over it and ejaculate. So to stay below that edge, I really stay in that breath process. The more excited I get, I try to remember. Again, it's a practice. We forget to do these things. So even I have to remind myself, oh yeah, keep breathing. Rather than, you know, this real quick panting like we tend to do when we're excited. Slow it down, cycle it. So yeah, you know, if you want to make it a practice, I'd say do it for 2 or 3 minutes, 3 times a day. And you may find you do it a lot, just several cycles of it throughout your day. That's how I kind of am nowadays. Okay, any other questions? I'm gonna start the recorder back up. So if you wanna stand, you can. If you wanna stay sitting, that's fine. So let me kind of just lead us through the practice of it for just 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I paused it, so it wasn't, I thought I'd paused it before. So, okay, we're good. Thank you, Sid. He was a great assistant. So ground your feet on the, if you're sitting or standing, if you're on a bed, if you're doing this while having sex or just solo pleasure, just ground yourself, your body to the bed, and then just begin the process. So let's just begin the process, tongue on the roof of your mouth for the inhale, breathing down your front, filling your belly, nice, slow. Move it to the back with a squeeze of the PC and the anus. Exhale it up your spine, at the top of your head. Cycle again down your front. Move it to the back. Exhale it up your spine, out the top. Start it again. Remember, inhale, roof on the tongue on the roof of your mouth. Move it to back, Just find, I'm going to quit talking now and let you find your own rhythm. And don't worry about getting it perfect, doing it right. Just find a rhythm of just down the front, moving it to the back, up your spine, out the top of your head. Find that cycle. Just find, just get comfortable in that rhythm. One piece I'll add that I just noticed myself that I do is that when I squeeze it to move it from front to back, I leave it squeezed up my back until it exits the top of my head. Then I release as I breathe back down. So I keep that lock all the way while it's going up my spine and then open it to let it in the front again. So that's just how I do it. Stay grounded, feet on the floor, moving the energy in a cycle. Notice if your mind drifts, just come back to the cycle of your breath. Okay, just take three more of those cycle breaths and then we'll close it out. Okay, just come back to your seat or just come back to normal breath when you're ready.